Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Every time you're about to make a breakthrough, that old energy habit or pattern of keeping you down and small is going to come in and try to whack you up beside the head.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Taylor.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. Oh, it's Friday night, 7 p.m. It's my start of my weekend. I hope it's the start of yours. I so love to share the beginning of my weekend with you every week. Today was an interesting day, though. I have to say the energy was off all day. And that's why I'm very excited to have Siobhan Morin as our guest today. She's an energy expert, so she's going to help me figure out what today was about and help us understand more about how energy works in our world, what we can do about it, how we can take care of it, how we use it, how we can benefit from it. So I'm excited to hear from her in just a little bit. But first I have to get, you know, the basic details, housekeeping out of the way, because the information provided here on Life Interrupted Radio and www.lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, or see on Life Interrupted Radio or lifeinterruptedradio.com is only my experience and the fascinating experience of people that I find fascinating and want to bring here on the show to interview, so we can all learn from them. And regardless of your life challenges, this information presented here should never be used as any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. None of us are medical professionals, so always seek sound medical and professional advice. None of us are legal professionals, so always seek sound legal and professional advice from qualified legal, health, and other professionals regarding any problems, any conditions, and any recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio or lifeinterruptedradio.com. We're all different, and what works for me may or may not work for you, and what works for you may or may not work for me. So let's get started, though, and find out what Siobhan has to say. Play with what she has to say and try some of it on. Let's see what happens. And as always, I start the show with a cup of tea, and I'm here with a cup of energy tea tonight. I know, I'm curious if it's going to give me too much energy, and I won't be able to relax after the end of the show, but it tastes scrumptious. It's something that I just found the other day, and I'm excited to share it with you. I hope you can curl up with something warm and comfy right now as we explore this whole idea of energy. What is it? How do we use it? How does it affect us? What can we do with it? So let's jump right into finding out what energy is. And I'm looking forward to finding out to Siobhan is when we have those days where it's just off, our energy is just off. Not our energy. It wasn't my energy. I thought I had a lot of energy. It just felt off. That's the thing. It just felt off. Let's find out from Siobhan what we can do when we have those days. Siobhan Morin has helped over 15,000 high achievers and leaders achieve success to have wealth and health simultaneously. She's that rare talent that can take the complex and simplify it. So I'm so looking forward to what she has to share with us today, because she can get you maximum results. She's the founder of Energetic Solutions, Inc., where you can find her keynote speaking, leading masterminds, coaching, and helping others. She's also the host of I Am Success Now live events. Her passion for helping other high achievers was born out of the depth of a loss of the love of her life and her own near-death experience. Siobhan now spends her time helping change agents, coaches, healers, innovators, and entrepreneurs around the world make the life of their dreams. So let's find out from Siobhan how energy affects us and how we too can create that life of our dreams by understanding energy. How to master your energy and master yourself. So welcome, Siobhan. Thanks for joining me on Life Interrupted Radio tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you. And I love the title of your show, Life Interrupted, because we do get interrupted, don't we?
All the time. As you probably heard on the introduction that I was saying, today was just one of those days where I'll just say, you know, everything was interrupted. The energy was just off. It was so hard to stay present in the moment, because it just seemed every time I turned around, there was something else happening. And I was like, wow. And in just a few hours, I get to talk to Siobhan about this idea of staying connected while letting go and not taking any of this personally.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, some of it I couldn't take personally. But other times I was like, what is going on with today? It was just one of those days where you're like, looking forward to the end of the day and then waking up tomorrow having a whole new reboot and a whole new restart. So, yeah. Look. As you know, with Life Interrupted Radio, we always share a little bit of a story of how we got to be where we are today. And I know you have a really fascinating story, because you have this incredible ability to know, know's not the word, I'll let you share the right word, but energy. You resonate energy, you pick up energy, you just understand energy. So why don't you share your story with us, and then we'll get into how to stay connected while letting go.
Yeah, awesome, thanks. So I'm going to tell you the short, long version. I could see energy when I was little, like most of us. However, we're not given permission to know how to use it, and we actually don't. We're not given tools on how to use it properly. So, you know, I go off and live my life, and then I move to California. And within a month of moving to California, I met the one. You know, I'm at a party. I'm at a 4th of July party, and see him across the way, and I was like, ooh, he's pretty cool. And didn't really think much about it until a couple hours later, and we're sitting side by side, and he said, so you want to get married? And I was like, what? And he said, yeah, you're going to marry me. I said, no.
Wow.
No, I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. And it took him a while to convince me, and we did get married. And the really interesting thing about him is he had a perspective on, you know, everything's just like small stuff, you know, don't sweat the big stuff. And I was pretty overwrought and intense. And then suddenly he died in a motorcycle accident. And so I was pretty lost, trying to figure out what was up and, you know, what was going to be. And all that dropped, you know, anything that I had in mind was really off from then on. And one of my dad's best friends said, say yes to everything. At least for a year, say yes to everything. And she said, if somebody calls you at 3:00 in the morning, you pick up the phone and they say, let's go for breakfast, you're going to say, okay, yes. If somebody wants to take you for a ride that's 4 hours away, you're going to say yes. So you're going to just keep saying yes. And I thought, okay, that's a really good plan, because I have nothing else. And so a lot of yeses led me to really dive into corporate and find that I was really good at building, you know, being part of a team to build companies. So I'd come in at like 2, 3, 4, 5 employees, and I started programming when I was very young. So I understood systems, and I understood customer service, and so on. So I would help these companies get big and bought for a couple $100 million, and then I'd go and I'd find my next venture. And then I started working for the first woman-owned pharmaceutical company. I thought, oh, this is really going to be cool. We're going to change the industry, blah, blah, blah. And it was good. However, I taxed my body so much that I got sick. And then I got misdiagnosed. And at the time of being misdiagnosed, I discovered that I didn't believe in drugs. I didn't believe in putting drugs in my body. I'd always been like that. And so I found I had to find my own physician and pay out of pocket for my own care. And I found somebody who would not give me a drug. And so we tried a lot of things, and nothing really worked fully. And then I ended up having to have surgery. And so I'm on a plane within 48 hours. Everything's great. I'm thinking. And I discovered that I got blood poisoning. And blood poisoning is usually lethal. And I'd been walking around with it for quite some time. I thought, well, what am I going to do about this? And then I hear something on the radio about how energy works and how it works inside the body and around the body, and the Band-Aid and the medicine don't heal the body. And I thought, this is the way I've been thinking all my life. It makes sense. I go on to heal myself. Even though I had no idea what that meant, I'd never had a massage. I didn't even know what acupuncture was. Didn't know any of this stuff. But I was like, I'm going to do this myself. If I can build a company, I can certainly help my body heal. Mm-hmm. So I get better, then I take a class. And I thought, well, if I only ever just use this for myself, I'm good. I never get sick again, and I'm never at the whim of somebody who is going to tell me what's wrong with me and make mistakes, then I'm good. I'll be in good shape. And good enough until I go on a vacation to Nepal. And that vacation led me to one of the people in our group had a massive stroke when we were at Base Camp Everest. And there was just me and my little energy tools. And, you know, I'm still in corporate, so I'm just working on this woman as she has this stroke. And I work on her for several hours. We get her airlifted out. I continue working on her because you can do it distant. And I see her 6 days later, and she's walking and talking. And she only has a tiny little lisp. And I was just like, oh, my God, everybody on the planet needs this. All I used was these tools and what I'd learned in healing myself, and this woman's alive because of this, and all I did was my hands. This is amazing. So I've been on a mission for the past 15 years to really impart how energy applies to daily living, to our business, to our relationships, to our health. So it's not really just energy healing, but it's really understanding how energetics apply to every single facet of how we can have a better and more improved life.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing story, Siobhan. Just so, so many years ago. The friend who told you to say yes to everything, what a wonderful insight. I can understand how it could be very difficult to say yes in those at the beginning, at that time. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for having the courage to say yes to everything that came your way. My goodness, it's just amazing to me. And I know you and I share the idea. I know that energy is everything, and how this is so important for us to understand how energy works. And as we were planning the show, we talked about this idea of not taking things so personal and understanding that everything we will go through, as in your story, is very, very personal. We'll need to take a commercial break here, and we'll hear from Siobhan some of her thoughts on this idea of how to stay connected with those around you and still be able to let go. We'll take a break and be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
And this segment of our show is sponsored by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. Be sure and pop over there for your free 4-minute guided meditation to reset, reboot. And just 4 minutes, who doesn't have 4 minutes to use it several times a day? Just download it to your phone. It's an MP3. Go get it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're with Siobhan Morant right now. We're talking about the idea of energy and how to understand how energy works. It's basically everything we've been hearing about. And we're going to be sharing now some ideas to understand how energy works, understand how we can stay connected with people and still let go. And I wanted to also have you share with us some of your ideas around but mini meditation for soul access as well, Siobhan. So let's get started on the second part of our chat here and find out all about ways to use energy in our life.
That we do this really funky thing and we deprive ourselves of energy. We deprive ourselves of energy in the way we think, but more importantly, we deprive ourselves of energy through a very simple thing that we all are required to do, which is breathing. And this part of deprivation is so prevalent in all of society, you know, except for people who don't have a lot and really all they're doing is they're breathing in and breathing out to take in and release. And as we acquire more, get more successful, it seems that our breathing gets shallower and shallower, and so does our energy, and that's when we need the most energy. You know, it's really this paradox we really put ourselves in, right?
So, it is, and people don't understand. They think they hear breathing, and they're like, what's the big deal? I've been doing it since I was born. They don't understand the true nature of breathing. So share with us some more.
Yeah. So I'm going to give a little bit of refined science, you know, simple science, in that every molecule that you breathe has a nutrient, whether you know it or can see it or not. Those nutrients actually go into our body and they feed our cells even more so than the food that we take into our body. If you were to look at your breath and all of the space and air around you, what you're doing is you're actually breathing in nutrients, or you're breathing in toxicity, you know, depending upon where you're at. You're breathing in those nutrients and your body is going to process that and use that as a dynamic energy. When you go on vacation in a warm climate that is filled with humidity, those molecules are actually fatter and they can get into your cells. They actually fuel your body with more energy. So you go home and you're rested and then you go back into your life and then you start shallow breathing, which becomes very nutrient deficient. If you were to look at breath as your food, it's actually your first food before anything else that you put into your body. So you cannot live a life, you cannot be alive for any more than a moment without breath. You can hold your breath for 4 minutes, but without the breath, you've got like a moment. And so those molecules feed your cells, and they actually allow you to stay in a place of more centeredness and groundedness. And you'll find, like, if you're working at your desk, you're kind of like breathing real shallow and you're kind of hunched over, and then all of a sudden you'll say to yourself, oh, I forgot to breathe. And that's one breath, but that's not consistent, right?
Yeah, it's all too common.
Right. So one of the key elements for making sure that our molecules are fed is our posture. And it sounds ridiculous, and, you know, my mother would be laughing if she heard me now, is, you know, sit up straight and put your head on straight. Well, the interesting thing is when you do that, you actually breathe more normally, naturally, the way you're supposed to, and you feed your brain. So your molecules are being fed, and your brain is being fed, and then you can actually do more with less. So the real technology of do more with less, the first step of that is to actually sit up straight and breathe.
My Aunt Myrtle is applauding from the heavens because she's the one, as a child, used to put the book on my head. Her reasoning was young girls had to have perfect posture for the debutante ball or whatever. But she's applauding from the universe for that one because I still remember walking with the heavy book on my head.
Oh, that's cool. One of the other things that we do is we get trapped into, you know, you said in the beginning of the show, you know, you make it about you. I'm going to give an example of a client who is in another country, and he emailed me this morning, and he's got some big stuff going on in his business. And he said, well, Ma, I was on my way to a big speaking gig, and my tire blew out. Not only did it blow out, but it was like, it's not repairable kind of blowout. And I did finally make it, but it was a big ordeal and it was embarrassing. And then I'm driving home after I get my tire fixed and I get stopped by an officer. And it's another, you know, it's another monetary, you know, ding. And he said, "What is going on?" These things happen a lot. But one of the things when you're dealing with growth and business and relationships and energetics is we've heard this, we are one, you know, we're one and connected with all. Okay, well, let me just make that really practical and simple. This is one of my gifts, is making the complex practical and simple. So when we're all one, we're swimming in the soup of everybody else's energy. So if, like, you're afraid and your neighbors are around and they're not afraid, you're going to be less afraid. We're in an environment where a whole bunch of people are afraid and you don't have a tendency to be afraid of, say, like, heights, but everybody around you is afraid of heights. You're going to pick up a little bit of that fear of heights. So you're susceptible to the energy around you. And as you're growing, and you're growing in your business, and you're doing your own transformation work, and you're evolving, every time you're about to make a breakthrough, that old energy habit or pattern of keeping you down and small is going to come in and try to whack you up beside the head and take you back down, right, into the place of, like, yeah, see, you can't really go there and do that, right? So
yeah. I can feel a lot of heads nodding when we're all on this one. Kind of like, right? Oh, my gosh, that explains so much.
Right? So true. So I have this tool that I teach that is so important. I teach at my events, I teach it in my books, and there are many, 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 many advanced layers to it, but this is a very basic layer that is going to help whoever's listening, and that's how to disconnect. Now, here's the tricky thing. We think that we can disconnect with our head. Oh, I just let it go, right?
Right.
Right, but we're not that sharp. We're actually not that sharp of humans yet. Really just let it go, or else we'd never think about it again. There's this particular technique, and it's taught. It was taught in the ancient traditions, and most recently in ancient China. Prospect of it is, you know, take a samurai sword, an invisible samurai sword in your right hand, and you disconnect the negative connections, 1, 2, 3, and you cut that in front of you 3 times. And when you do that, and you don't fall into the same trap from the past, what you end up with is you end up with the opportunity to take the lesson, move on, move through it better, and actually create more abundance much more quickly. Whereas in the past, you would have gotten sucked down, sucked away, taken a long, long time to get back to your place of centeredness, abundance, whatever that is. And this tool is to get you there, back there in moments.
Well, you know, as you were saying, walking us through it just quickly, and you said that these connections, I don't know why, but I visualized tentacles.
Yeah.
Kind of maybe my own graphic, but
yeah.
I visualized tentacles and the sword cutting through these tentacles, and that was, even in just listening in instead of having, you know, the process one-on-one, it was very powerful.
It is, yeah, it's very, very powerful, and we do have tentacles, and science has even proved it in calling it string theory, right? So we actually have strings connected from us outwardly, and we do have all these tentacles. So science is actually coming on board with energetics. It's just the bridge. You need a bridge like me saying, here, do this when this is happening, so that you don't get sucked in and you don't think that something's wrong with you because you're not doing something right.
Or if you're seeing tentacles and no one told you that that's normal.
Right. That's exactly right. I just had a client one time who was very, very sensitive. I'm hypersensitive to energy, and fortunately I've become resilient and I have all of these tools. And she was very, 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 very sensitive to every energetic. And this was something that made her be able to get back out into her life, and she was able to deal with more clients. So now she's a master acupuncturist, which is dealing with a lot of energy. And she can actually handle anything that comes at her because of the energetics. and the way we've taught her how to deal with the money energetics in her business.
Oh, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. We've got to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
This episode of Life Interrupted Radio is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. Be sure and pop over there now to get your free guided 4-minute meditation. And who doesn't have 4 minutes to reset and regroup and reboot your life? So download over at www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com your free 4-minute guided meditation.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
We're talking with Siobhan Warren about energy and how to stay connected with our energy while letting it go, understanding how energy affects us and others, and just how energy is all about us. So welcome back, Siobhan, to Life Interrupted Radio. This has been fascinating, understanding how to disconnect, as you said, the technique of the samurai sword was fascinating and so powerful and so quick and simple. I love quick and simple techniques. Mm-hmm. What else can you share with us about understanding energy and how it affects our lives? You brought up the subject of energy and money. I think that fascinates people a lot.
Totally. You know, there's a really funny thing that we do around money. We don't want to touch it because it's dirty. It smells, and it has all this weird stuff happening with it, but we really want it, we really need it, and we want to grow it. So we have these contradictions happening simultaneously in our brain, in our bodies, in our businesses, in our lives, in our relationships. Holy smokes, right? And right. So what happens is it's like two sides fighting for the same energy. If the greatest amount of energy is in the positive force and you're trying to be positive and you're being more positive and you're doing all the best that you can in order to stay positive, yet you have all of these energetics that come from family, friends, loved ones, neighbors, environments, kids, friends, whatever that is, right? And they have a different energetic around you. Those two are fighting for the exact same space. And that is actually going to keep you small. And when you're fighting for the same space, you actually stay in the same place. And every once in a while, you'll make a jump, but you don't make a leap or a bound or a hurdle. You don't make those easily until somebody who is more energetically clear or who has achieved those goals is able to take you through it. So it's really tricky. In that we should be able to do it ourselves, but we're actually having these paradoxes of the positive and the negative fighting for the exact same space. And science has now proven that it is only one molecule more of positive energy that keeps the Earth in rotation and the sun not burning us up. Pretty fascinating.
Wow.
Right. So
it
did all this study.
It doesn't take a huge, if it's just like one molecule, so it doesn't take a huge amount of energy to get a shift, but it takes the right energy to get the shift. Is that correct?
Exactly right. You got it. That's exactly right. It has to be the right energy, because if you don't have the right energy, you end up in the paradox again. You end up back where you started, or nothing ever works, right?
Yeah, you mentioned a few things that were external, and I'm curious about the internal part, because you mentioned your relationships, your work, things that were external, that the energy becomes sort of this pushing against our energy, trying to occupy the same space and keeps us stuck. What about also our own internal energy, such as old beliefs that pop up that maybe even we thought we'd gotten past, something from our childhood that we thought we'd work through or something like that. All of a sudden, sometimes they just pop up at the most inopportune times. Is that, will that energy keep us stuck as well?
Totally. Yes, absolutely. And it's not like we didn't work through it. We just worked through it to a degree to get us to that next place. And so I've worked with thousands of people all over the world, and sometimes I'll hear people say, oh, my God, I've been in therapy for this for all these years, and all this happened, and I did this suit with this coach, and blah, blah. You know, I hear all these things of, well, I already did this. Well, but you didn't, because until you deal with the energetics, it's not fully resolvable. Because you can deal with the mind, and you can deal with the cells, but the energetics always come first.
But it seems like we tend to approach that last when all else has failed.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We get to our end, and it's just like, okay, I'm done. Finally, I give. And we've had the intuitions all along to really take that step before we had to get to the bottom, right, so to speak. I've been taught some of the most advanced and most amazing techniques, and they're very complicated and so on. But at the end of the day, what I've discovered is when I teach complex techniques in a very small, simple form, that's when the greatest transformation happens. So that cord cutting, that disconnection technique, there are like 14 other levels, advanced levels to that, but just start with the basics, and we're looking for one more thing. And if we go back to our basics and go back to the core and say, okay, I'm going to just deal with the energetics first, you're going to be amazed at how many things shift in your life and your relationships and in your money. Because your energetics come from you from the inside and then also from the outside. But if you deal with it from the inside, you can control that.
And I know you shared with us the samurai sword technique. What else can you share with us to help us get back to those basics? And what can you share with us to clear up our own energy? I want to make sure that we don't have our own blinders on when we're dealing with our own energy and beliefs.
Great question. So there's this really awesome tool that we hear about a lot, and we'll say, oh, go and get grounded. We need to get grounded, or put the ground wire in whenever you're, you know, putting your electronics together, you know, make sure that there's a grounding wire, etc. But we're not really taught how to get grounded. You know,
exactly. Sounds good.
Is that good? You know, I'm going to go get grounded. Well, that's really nice. You can go to nature, but we don't have the luxury of going and sitting in nature for a long, long time or stuck in whatever we're doing. And there's this really profound technique that I developed. And all of the techniques I've developed came from my own frustration of things taking too long and seeing other techniques only work partially. So there are a lot of good techniques out there, but I'm into the, it's got to work fully or else I'm not going to do it. And this technique is, you can do it at your desk, you can do it in an airport, you can do it anywhere. And this really grounds you and brings you back into your body so that you can feel more of who you are. Because one of the things we're doing whenever things come up is we actually try to escape mentally, and we get out of our bodies and our brains, and we don't have an awareness or an awakeness to those intuitions and what really needs to happen much more effortlessly, and so then we effort harder.
So I love that, effort harder.
Right?
Then they've done that.
Yeah, right. So here's how it goes. You're going to put your two fingers under your nostrils, and then the palm of your right hand at the base or nape of your neck. And you're going to be, of course, sitting up straight when you do this. Then you're going to just take three breaths in. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And then you'll feel yourself either sway or clunk in or be like, oh, right, I feel better, right? Something like that. Okay, so that's the first step. The second step is you're going to put your left thumb print to the top of your right ear lobe. This is like calisthenics, right? Yeah. Left thumb pointing.
It takes me a little time, which is my left thumb.
Right, exactly, right? Left thumbprint to the right earlobe and put your thumbprint on top and then pinch your earlobe.
Okay.
Okay, great. And then do that with your right thumbprint to your left earlobe.
Oh, so you're crossing over. Okay.
Okay, now take a couple breaths. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Good. You'll feel yourself clunk in again or something like that, or sway, or you'll feel more alert.
Definitely more alert.
Yeah. And then the last sequence in that is your right wrist over your left wrist and your left ankle over your right ankle.
My left ankle over my right ankle. Okay.
Okay. And then take a couple of breaths in and out. And this is likely or potentially where you'll feel the most clunking in, so to speak.
Yeah, and then bring strong connection. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and it's very grounding. And we're bombarded by electricity, dirt electricity, regular electricity, all kinds of electricity. Wi-Fi, phones, screens. We've got so much stuff coming at us. And if we don't learn how energetics work in our physiology while technology is growing and advancing, we're going to have more and more health challenges and actually be slower to our successes. Thus,
interesting. So we're rewiring ourselves. Yeah, so we're rewiring ourselves, it feels like. Okay.
Well, and we can't catch up as fast as technology is being developed, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I was thinking, this just popped into my head. It's a little off topic, but I'm curious. I'm thinking about how many people sleep with technology so close to their head, whether they've got I have friends that actually have their phones under their pillows. It sounds like that might mess up our internal wiring and to do this three-step process. In the morning when we get up first off, probably don't sleep with your phone under your pillow, but it sounds like this would be a good technique to do several times a day to flush all that out.
Yeah, I had a client who, I'm going to tell you this cool story, this will incentivize everyone to do this. I had a client who was so ungrounded, awesome mom, kind of like the cool mom, right? Two kids. Was successful in her life at some point, and then she went and became a mortgage broker. And all of a sudden, she's just like the worst salesperson ever. She can't make any money. Nothing's going right for her. Everything's a mess. And we discovered that she was extremely ungrounded, and it was just fascinating. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach you this technique. And I said, I want you to do this 12 times a day for 2 weeks, and let's see what happens. So she did it 12 times a day for 2 weeks, and she got more in her body, and she made a bunch of sales. And I said, okay, that's really cool. So will you do that more? And she's like, oh, yeah. And so she made a bunch of sales. Things were good for a bit, and then she forgot to do the technique. And then she came back, and we did another series of working together. And I said, well, what happened with the grounding? And she says, oh, I haven't been doing that. I said, well, what's happening with your money? Well, you know, things haven't been going so good. And they're going to fire me. And I was like, what do you mean they're going to fire you? You're like their top producer. I made you their top producer. Are you serious? They're going to fire you now? She says, well, I don't know. And then she told me the story. And I said, okay. I set up a routine for her, you know, with several different techniques, and this being one of them. And she produced within, I guess it was through about 3 months, she produced about $500,000 in income just by getting grounded and doing these few other techniques, because she was so clear, so on it, and money was just really there for her whenever she needed it. She had the right clients. It's fascinating. So now she actually owns her own company, and she manages properties all over Southern California, and she does it very well.
I hear that a lot, and I've been guilty of it myself. If we find something that works and we do it for a while, whether it's energy work as in here or even exercise or something, and then something happens and we fall off the wagon, whether life gets interrupted, and we need to come back and focus on those things that absolutely really, really work. I know, Siobhan, we're just about out of time. These have been fantastic, great tips. How can the audience learn more about you and get a hold of you?
Yeah, awesome. I have a website, and it's SiobhanMoran.com, SiobhanMoran.com. And there's a book on there, and it's very, very deep and content-rich. I love to get lots of tools and techniques because I have so many more, even beyond what I've already shared. So go ahead and download the book, and it's called Five Essential Energies to Success.
Got a copy of the book myself some time ago. Siobhan and I have known each other for a while, and I have to say that it's a fantastic book, and I reflect back on it when I do fall off the wagon, shall I say, when I stop doing your techniques, and I pull out that Five Essential Energies to Success book. It's a great ebook that she offers on her website that allows you to, even if you say, well, I know these techniques, you sure need Siobhan's take on them. So thank you for being my guest today on Life Interrupted Radio, Siobhan. It's just been great information.
Thanks, Sharon. I so appreciate you, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
And this episode of Life Interrupted Radio is sponsored by www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com, where you can pop over and get your free 4-minute guided meditation to reset, reboot, and restart your day at any time. Just 4 minutes. Who doesn't have 4 minutes? So pop over to www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com to get your free 4-minute guided meditation. And welcome back, everyone, to Life Interrupted Radio. Wasn't that great learning from Siobhan about the power of energy and how breath is a nutrient, a vital nutrient? Our breathing is so often overlooked. And if you've listened to the Life Interrupted Radio at all before, you know I'm a huge fan of breathing. And not just for the obvious reasons, keeping me from passing out and turning blue. Oh, let's just all take a nice deep breath. I'm always amazed at how fast just one nice, deep, full, complete breath, having the tummy go in and out and feeling your lungs and rib cage and diaphragm expand, just one full, complete breath. I love to make a noise when it exhales. Something relief, some sort of release about that. And the idea of energy and how important it is to us and for healing. And this isn't just healing if we're ill or have a disease. It can heal the energy around us. It can heal others around us, make others feel better, make ourselves feel better. Not just physically, like I said a moment ago, but psychologically, emotionally, my goodness, just understanding the energy that's all about us and that we do have control over it. We might not have control over other people's energy. Maybe they're frantic at the moment or in a little bit of chaos and in a little bit of drama and it's spilling out onto us. But we certainly can control that seepage that's coming onto us or the seepage that's coming from us. And as Siobhan shared, breathing is one of those things that allows us to recenter and control the energy, calm it down, put it in a good place, put it in a healing place. Some might even say put it in a happy place, whatever's right for you. So just for today, not tomorrow, don't have to worry about tomorrow right now, but just for today, just in this moment. Let's practice breathing fully and completely. Let our mind wander. When I breathe like this and take some nice deep healing breaths, it's always fun. We're here. It's Friday evening. Let's let our mind wander to our favorite place. Do you have a happy place, a favorite place you like to go, whether real or imagined? I have a favorite place I love to go that's actually a physical place. When I can't take myself there, when I can't get myself there due to other things, travel, speaking gigs around the world, whatever that is, I have the picture in my mind. And I sat at this place, this physical place, and had opportunity to breathe, meditate a little bit, visualize it, and just capture its essence in my mind, its energy in my mind. Now, if you don't have that physical place, just conjure up a place that would be perfect for you, a place that would be ideal. It might be right where you are right now. That's okay. It might be some other place that you've been to. That's okay. It might be some other place you've heard of. Choose a favorite place. It's just for today. We're going to choose this favorite place, our happy place today. Go there right now. Breathe in some of its wonderful air. Does it have a scent? Does it have a warmth or a coolness? Does it have a color? As you begin to soak in this place, does it have an energy? That's wonderful. Absolutely. This is our place just for today. I'm going to enjoy everything about this place. Take a moment, as Siobhan said. If you don't want to use the samurai sword, that's okay. Maybe you have some other technique for getting rid of some tentacles or some cords or some people or things or places or experiences latching on to you. Maybe you want to get out your feather duster and dust them off if the sword isn't for you. Or you have a favorite cloth that you like to polish them away, shine them away. Or maybe you just give them a blessing and send them away. You'll know what's right for you. That's right. But as we start this weekend, I always look at weekend moments like this as the ability to start over. Letting go of the past and starting over. So let's just sit here in our favorite place just for today and begin to notice. Are there any cords, any tentacles, any little places that are a little chipped or rumpled or unpolished? Let's just get rid of all of those right now. It's that quick, that simple. Just getting rid of them right now. That's right, just for today, letting that all go. You know what I love about just for today? Not tomorrow, but just for today. Tomorrow never comes, so we can stay here just for today. That's right. As you finish up moving, removing, releasing, returning, all those energies, those little crumples, kerfuffles, and bubbles and bumples that don't belong to you, returning them back to where they belong, or just into the, releasing them into the universe if they don't, if you feel they don't belong anywhere specific, just release them back. Oftentimes I like to bless them on their journey back so they can transform. Sometimes maybe it's a little kerfuffle that's gone on between me and someone else. Don't want to send the kerfuffled energy back to them, so I bless it and send it on its way so it can transform. Send it on its way out into the bigger group, a bigger part of energy, just to transform. What else are you noticing about your happy place, your perfect place, the place you are right now? Have the smells changed? The colors changed? The lightness, the heaviness, the lightness, the darkness, whatever it is. Enjoy the changing moments, taking time just to think about that. Wander around a little bit, whether you get up and wander around or just stay put and let your mind wander around and explore what you find here in this place of yours right now, just for today. That's it. Just for today. Don't have to worry about tomorrow. Don't have to worry about anything. That's right, just for today. And in a moment or two, we'll come back. You'll know when it's right to come back from this place. Begin our weekend. Begin our time to begin today again, feeling refreshed, re-energized, renewed, perfect in all ways, absolutely perfect in all ways. That's right, just for today, perfect in all ways, just for today, I'm okay. Just for today. It's all okay. As we come back, that's right, to rejoin. Thank you for being with me here on Life Interrupted Radio. And come back now. That's right, come back now. Refreshed, renewed, re-energized, and ready to start again. Start your day again. And thank you for joining me on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, and it's been my pleasure to spend this last hour with you, as I do every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Life Interrupted Radio. So thank you, and please join me again next week for another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. If you'd like to hear other episodes, pop over to www.lifeinterruptedradio.com. Once there, feel free to leave comments and contact me through lifeinterruptedradio.com. And as always, go make it a fantastic day. Enjoy your adventures, whatever the week brings you. And join me here next Friday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. Enjoy.
You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head, into the world, and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six-Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.